RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
How are you feeling?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Just had a nice little three-point Weight Watchers breakfast sandwich and away we go.
Is that true?
Just looked it up, what I had. Gotta feel good,
well,
man.
Good for everybody involved then.
All about staying healthy. All right. It's Mraz. It's Bogush. Here. On the DA Show, hour number four. You have not missed Canadian bacon yet. That will come up in 20 minutes. Yes, 20 minutes Canadian bacon.
Done by the master. Masterclass with Pat Boyle.
Boyle bacon.
This has been your TED Talk.
Boyle's bacon. Patty Boyle. Keeps them loyal.
Oh. Yeah, I'm out now.
It's not funny.
He's getting his work today.
Plays the foil.
That woman's voice, Pete, that sounds like a lady who knows what veal is.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And knows how to spell, knows how to read and write.
Right, not a liar either.
Right.
Knows how to do simple math.
Yes.
All right, last night.
And isn't a pig.
Relax. Relax. The Celtics extend their season last night by winning Game 4 in Miami, meaning
we're getting to Game 6 in Miami in a couple of nights.
The Heat could be gentlemen about their sweeping and take care of the Celtics in a Game 5, or as Marcus Smart has said, don't let us get one.
Yeah.
Don't let us get one. And you have already heard in the last, less than 12, how long, 10 hours since this game has ended, a lot of 0-4 Red Sox talk. A lot. City. The irony. Yesterday, was it Boyle on the update that said, did Missoula, you know, channel the 0-4 Red Sox stuff? And there are the Celtics last night. Jason Tatum finally is able to hit a basket in the fourth quarter.
Just to take one.
Yeah.
And so he's Johnny Damon, right? He's going to hit the Game 7 Grand Slam to win this series?
He better
series.
Be. Right. He better be. So we'll see if this team is coached by Grady Little or whether they get out of this and they have, obviously, a big Johnny Damon Grand Slam. But ahead of that, and it almost makes you wonder, is this story irrelevant or is it still relevant? Insiders are saying the Boston Celtics, including Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, says, a source told me the past week the Celtics team feels like a group that is tired of fake liking each other. Boy, that sounds a lot like the DA Show around December.
Anybody? No?
I didn't hear it.
This group has high... Hi, there's good morality around here. That's not the right word. Good morale around here.
We're clicking right now.
We're not clicking.
All right, but hold on. I think this is accurate in every workplace, and this is why I think this is a little bit of a non-story. I think it's accurate with most franchises in sports. And that's probably why you see rosters tinkered with even if teams are good, because you need to constantly change like how the locker room feel is. Whoever you work with, if you're not somebody that works from home, you generally speaking spend as much, if not more, time with those people than sometimes your own family.
Yeah.
Okay? Sadly. Me and Pete see each other a lot and are on top of each other a lot.
I mean, you spend 4 hours together in the same room. You don't spend 4 hours consecutive every day in the room with your wife. Thank God for her.
Me and Pete, mother, father, or anything.
Yeah. I consider Pete like a brother. But Like, there are definitely times Pete
hates you, though.
You could tell just by watching the stream and listening to the show, there are times Pete's so mad at me, he will literally turn and pivot his chair and stare at a computer at the side, even fake working, just so he doesn't have to acknowledge my existence.
Yeah, I like that, Pete.
Well, there's no fake working. I'm doing something.
See, I know. I know. But I say this to say this. When I see this report, are the Celtics really fake liking each other, or are they like every other workplace in America where you love the guys you're, you know, quote-unquote, at war with every day, but you get tired of one another. And when you're now, turn your job into one that needs to answer to the press every day, and you're chasing something, there's more pressure, they're trying to win a championship, and they keep hitting the same roadblock year after year and coming up short. Good enough to make an Eastern Conference final, good enough last year to make an NBA final, but they can't get over the hump. And now this embarrassing situation they were in down 3-0. Do we really believe that the Celtics were fake liking each other? Is that just the thing they're saying now because they are so frustrated with one another and they've been around each other all year and for many years, this core?
Well, I think maybe the bigger problem is that there's just a lot of people talking about them right now, like insiders. Because even Woj was on TV the day after Game 3 saying that some of the players are still upset that Ime Udoka is not the head coach anymore.
Yeah.
And that it keeps, like, it went away, and then they got mad again when the Nets almost hired him, and then it went away, and now they're mad again because the Rockets actually did make him their head coach. And I guess people are like, well, he shouldn't have been fired in the first place. See, look, the Nets could hire him. Well, they didn't. And now the Rockets did hire him, so they're angry. Like, there's just a lot of people inside this group, it appears, wanting to get different things out. So they're going to have to get to a point in this offseason where they have to make a tweak or two.
Yeah.
But, like, last night, and you think it was about saving face. If it was as bad as people want you to think it is, that they don't like each other, and apparently they went to Topgolf in between Game 3 and Game 4. If it's that bad that they're not listening to the head coach, they hate each other, they would not have won last night.
I agree.
And they won last night. And
I don't think you fake like a bunch of people and win. But I guess there's been championship teams that probably fake like each other.
You can.
So
right,
maybe I'm wrong.
Chemistry is.
Wait, I'm wrong. There are champions.
There is one. Chemistry isn't a constant. Sometimes chemistry makes you better. Sometimes chemistry has no effect. And sometimes chemistry makes you worse. Like, there are absolutely teams that have won despite bad relationships. Maybe Miami is going farther than we all thought they should because they have great chemistry. But I just think especially the way they played last night, the Heat tried to win that game and were leading by 9 points after halftime. And instead of going away, Boston scored 18 straight points and won the game by 17 points. Like, something changed last night. And my assumption is it's going to last for at least Game 5. And when I come back to Miami for Game 6, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I think we're going to get there because I think that they're going to follow up yesterday at least long enough to win Game 5 tomorrow.
You are really all in on this.
Yeah, because I just, like, I guess
this
part
is the
of
Brad
it,
Stevens thing. He's up to that box. Want to make sure
I haven't even mentioned Brad Stevens yet. And
I know.
And I think there is a, you know, we didn't discuss Joe Mazzulla's future yesterday because we thought we'd have to discuss it today.
Exactly.
And I there absolutely is a conversation about Brad Stevens having to
come back.
No, like Brad Stevens, that he went too quickly in Joe Mazzulla. He didn't have to sign Joe Mazzulla to an extension, make him the full-time head coach when he did. He could have waited to see how this is going to play out. But, like, even the should Mazzulla get fired thing, at one point, this team was, like, 21-5.
Yeah.
Like, he got, like they were, they did not miss a beat when their season was knocked in the gut by Udoka out of nowhere getting fired. So they were on board. They listened. He was a good head coach. They were crappy in Game 3. They were good in Game 4. Like,
they're good enough to win a Game 7 versus Philly.
Right. And Tatum was great in that game.
Actually, like, they were down 3-2. They're good enough to win 6 and 7.
And I'm probably, you know, I'm guilty of it, I guess, in the positive direction here. But, like, every game doesn't need to be a referendum on somebody's legacy. Tatum was great in Game 7. I don't know why he can't play in the fourth quarter of this series. I don't get it. But, like, that's just all part of who he is. Doesn't mean he's a legend. It doesn't mean he's a chump. He just has been inconsistent in the last week or so. And now here's Joe Mazzulla, like, a winnable Game 1, a winnable Game 2, a you-know-what show in Game 3, and then last night when we thought they were dead in the water, they rally and they win, and their season's very much alive now. So I don't know. None of it is more valid than the other because
unless
they go back and forth.
Unless they get punched in the teeth in Game 5 and you realize this was just a game.
If they no-show Game 5...
We do that in sports radio a lot. Sometimes things are just a game.
Well, right. And I think that's what I'm trying to say is that like Game 3 was more the aberration than Game 4. Like the Celtics finally were the Celtics. Because one of the main thread along the way is that they were no longer an elite defensive team, which they were under Udoka and they were under Brad Stevens. Like their defense night in, night out did not, and that's what Malcolm Brogdon said about their identity. Like that didn't exist, but it kind of did exist for the second half of last night. So yeah. Maybe they stumbled upon common ground if there were some issues in the locker room, and it's given them very small glimmer of hope here.
Nonetheless, it's going to be fascinating. And by the way, if you're somebody who's looking to have a little fun on Saturday night, you're rooting for the Celtics on Thursday night. Get us a little basketball this weekend because the longer that goes, the longer it closes the gap until next Thursday night's Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Also, Bogues, tomorrow morning, what's the lead on the DA show? It'll be the first time in a long time we're not coming off an NBA Finals game. Is it Carolina, Florida?
It could be Carolina, Florida. It could be me flip-flopping and telling you how the Celtics have no chance in Game 5.
Oh, is this the new Bogues we're seeing at 43?
No.
You are 43, right?
Yeah.
Is this the new Bogues where he comes the hot take guy and I'm the calm, cool, skinny guy?
I got two hot takes today. Suns are doing it wrong, even talking to Doc Rivers, and the Celtics are back.
Wow. The Celtics are back.
Yeah, you know what? Our boy Kaplan down the hall, he was angry yesterday, angry coming off of Game 3.
Yeah.
I think he wants to be excited today. He's starting to put out some memes with Jason Tatum's face.
Oh, is he?
Inserted into some great moments from that Red Sox rally.
Oh, is he?
But I know he can't get too excited about what he knows is coming, so I'm going to do it for him.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, I think Cap's off next week, so he should be excited about that.
I'm sure he's ecstatic about that.
Yeah. Pete the Body's going to be running the stream next week. That's what I've been told.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
That's what I've been told.
Will we have a stream next week?
No stream next week.
So there you go. So anybody watching on Twitch or YouTube, you will not get the DA show on stream because Cap finally is taking some time off. Let's clap it up for Cap. Everybody take some time off. Clap it up for Cap.
He really is a wizard, huh?
Clap it up for Cap. Well, we're all off on Monday for Memorial Day, so you might as well clap it up for Cap. No stream.
But DA leaves, and two people come in to replace him with all those moving parts. Cap leaves, and we go, we got nobody else?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I guess. And by the way, we tried until yesterday to get somebody else. That's why you're only being notified today, Glorious. All right. That's when you're going to be notified.
DA Show Quo's already tweeting, no stream next week.
By the way, there's this crazy thing you could do when the stream's not on. Listen to the show in audio because it's a radio show. Yeah.
Or if you want to pay, I think it's the going rate, $7 a month, I give you Sean's phone number. You could just FaceTime him and we could watch the show that way.
And next week, out of spite, I'm intermittent fasting. So nobody could tell me.
Out of spite of whom?
Who?
The listeners who think I don't diet properly.
How's that going to help us?
Yeah. Because Chill Out knows everything about diet.
So you're going to be in a great mood, loser. That means.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, Wednesday,
next week, you know what? I can wear a bikini next week.
You can.
Sure I can.
No.
Why can't I?
Because there are rules.
Summer starts, Memorial Day weekend. I can wear bikinis next week.
No.
Chikini?
No.
Chikini, I'd like to see that.
You'd like to see me in a chikini?
I won't.
I would look like, what's the big animal in Madagascar that shakes it in the hula skirt? I think it's played by Macy Gray.
I don't know who that is.
Who am I talking about? Wanda Sykes. Who does Wanda Sykes play in Madagascar?
I haven't seen Madagascar.
I have. I don't
remember.
Is it
the hippo? I mean, and they do the dancing in the hula. Am I thinking of the right movie?
I mean, a hippo would fit. It is a big animal.
It's like Uncle Buck.
Yeah. Oh, it's Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay. You moron, I was told.
I guess my mom's listening.
Yeah. Is your mom Gloria Splat? That actually makes a lot of sense.
Gloria Splat, my mom.
Gloria Splat. That'll be a Twitter handle. All right, we come back. The bacon gets floppy.
Finally.
The bacon gets sizzled. It's Canadian Bacon with Pat Boyle on CBS Sports Radio.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations.
Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. The sizzle of the best goals.
Sing us a song. You're the overtime ending man.
The saltiness of the best games.
God, we're having a good time. Having a good time.
We crave the nightly action of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's a hockey, you know. It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad? He's a good guy.
It's your morning serving of Canadian bacon. Only on the DA Show.
All right. Canadian bacon finally at hour number four of the show. But real quickly, one tweet. Darren and Kuna tweets, and happy hump day at Andrew Bogus at Mraz CBS. Not you at Pete the Body. So the listeners are very happy today.
Can you repeat that again?
He said, happy hump day at Andrew Bogus and at Mraz CBS. Not you at Pete the Body.
Great. Have a good day.
All right. Darren, you heard from Pete. Have a good day. Last night on the ice, a big game number three between the Knights and the Stars. We have a man not wearing a bacon costume, which means he's already lost half an oink, ready to roll and give you your highlights from last night. Pat Boyle, take it away.
All right, boys. All right, here we go. One game on the docket last night. Game three of the Western Conference Finals and a Lone Star State showdown as the Dallas Stars were hoping to shine and prove that the house doesn't always win when you play Vegas. The Golden Knights showed no chinks in the armor at home, holding serve in games one and two. So you would think that Dallas would have saddled up and played with some twinkle in the first few minutes. Well, not the case. It was an overflow of Marchessault as Jonathan did his best version of Thoreau, showing some civil disobedience to the Dallas crowd and bestowed a lead for Vegas less than 80 seconds into the game. Then came the turning point of Game 3, a duel of the captains, a couple of locker room leaders. Jamie Benn and Mark Stone collided, with Stone sinking like one to the ice. But then Jamie Benn with a cataclysmic error, cross-checks Mark Stone in his neck while Stone is on the ice, earning himself a game misconduct, a five-minute major penalty, and Jamie Benn got the boot, ejected from the game inside the first 2 minutes. Vegas wasted no time capitalizing. They let the engine rev, and putting the pedal to the floor was Ivan Barbashev.
Vegas out with speed. Watt across the line, right wing, to the left wing, a shot, score! Barbashev! Ivan Barbashev, a power play goal, still with 56 seconds left on the major penalty. 2-0 Golden Knights.
Ivan Barbashev made like Barbasol and Barbashev the puck through the ice to make it 2-0 Vegas. Dallas needed some star bucks to wake up, but Vegas replaced everything with decaf. And just like a Canadian bacon-wrapped comet plummeting to Earth, the Stars were mediocre. Not... All right, not even 90 seconds later, the Knights were feeling golden again as William Carrier put on his Cartier and dazzled through the slot to score and make it 3-0 in the first period. The Dallas fans were starstruck, and so was Tyler Seguin, who surely can't be enjoying this bacon. He sounded like he was on the verge of quaking in his post-game presser.
Emotional right now, you know, frustrating for sure. When you gotta do the best you can to just flush it and move on here. Jamie's one of the, if not the, you know, best captain in this league and, you know, top leader. And, you know, collectively, we lost as a group tonight.
Man, how sad was that? Almost as sad as, maybe breaking out a broom for going up 2-0 in a series only to lose 4 out of the next 5. Almost as sad as adding Patrick Kane and Vladimir Tarasenko only to crash out in the first round. Almost as sad as saying your favorite team would be the 73-win Warriors version of hockey, and then they fire their coach after losing to a team who had 49 points last year. Anywho, not much excitement left in this one except for your goal of the night, the cherry on top for Vegas, the masterpiece finish, perhaps their David. The final blow is as pretty as the work from Michelangelo, a wrister from Alex Petrangelo.
Now Smith shooting, deflected wide, rebound behind the goal, sent out to the right by Barbashev. Petrangelo, a wrist shot, scores! Alex Petrangelo, first goal of the playoffs. 4-0 Vegas with 11:32 to go second period.
The only highlight after that was Stars fans throwing debris onto the ice during the game. Too bad Trash Tuesday was yesterday. Stay classy, Dallas. Stay classy. Goaltender Aiden Hill was showered with popcorn and beer by the Stars fans, but he's on the verge of being showered with champagne. Perhaps a golden shower as well, as the Vegas Golden Knights have taken a 3-0 series lead in the West Finals. And that is your Canadian bacon.
Oof. Let that sink in.
All right, Pete.
That's it. Hand off the oinker. That's four, a four oink.
I'm not going to argue this one. That feels right. Look, a couple things I liked, Pat. Okay, a couple things I liked. Number one, the Cataclysmic was an epic DA show throwback, decade of DA moment. The way you worked, and you actually somehow did that mistake thing that I did better than me while mocking me, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
It does.
The House Doesn't Win, played with Twinkle. I also loved the pedal to the floor Barbashev, like a barber. Was that purposeful?
Yes.
That was very good. I thought the Michelangelo was a little stretch, rhyming that with Petrangelo. I think you took a long roundabout way to get there. But you have proven a point of mine that I have made for a long time, and I want to thank you for it. Your meteor ochre joke that you even stop and laugh at, that is, in theory, a miss. But is it really a miss if we're all dying laughing at how bad it is? And that has been my point for a long time. The nature of it is that is highly entertaining, and we all laughed our ass off at it, even though it would be, in the stringent grading system, the worst of the jokes. So I, for one, think four is perfect. Also, I think a mistake you made with the throwing the stuff on the ice, you said too bad yesterday was Trash Tuesday. You wrote it as if the game happened Wednesday. The game did happen on Trash Tuesday.
Correct. I'm doing the bacon on Wednesday.
No, Sean's right. It was Trash Tuesday yesterday when they threw the trash on the ice.
You can't say too bad yesterday was Trash Tuesday. No, that's the point. It was Trash Tuesday.
Okay.
You could have owned that a little bit.
All right. Right.
All right. What do you got, folks?
I'll wear that.
Four feels like that might be one of your lowest scores ever, which again goes to how good you are at doing this. The usual complaints, critiques are there. I'm sure people would say the same thing. It felt a little long at times. It was a little wordy. The open was awkward. The extra all right. I don't know if you weren't ready to go.
Well, I did. I ripped the headphones out of the socket.
Gotcha.
And I couldn't find the quarter inch.
I wasn't even sure if Meteor Ochre was a joke or a mess up. But either way, it was a weird moment in the middle there.
It was like three puns in one.
Yeah.
So the Canadian bacon-wrapped comet is a meteor. But then I added on, they were mediocre.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
But he delivered that in a very funny way, that I'm getting that this is a horrible pun and a horrible mistake. That, to me, that's a great up, not a great down.
I like the second Barbasol joke, the one after the goal, then the first one. Starbucks to wake up, decaffeinated. That was good, too. Sunk like a stone. There was also a locker room leader mention in there. I maybe could have given you a 4.25, but four sounds just about right. But again, there are so many things in there that Sean can't do. The rhyming structure can't do it. A civil disobedience, Thoreau reference, doesn't even know what any of those things are.
I had no idea what that meant.
Exactly. So it's just, it's a different level. Pete?
Everything you said. the deduction comes from the stumbles.
Right.
Because you don't usually get that with Pat. You know, it wasn't as crisp as it usually is.
Right.
It was a shorter script than usual, but still a little longer.
Right, one game.
And you didn't sing for the first time in recent memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have any songs
that's
that were coming
fun.
To me.
That's good. That's
right.
Fine.
That's the thing. DA has pushed the song stuff. You shouldn't have to have a song if you don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in favor of that.
I think four is fair.
Yeah, and by the way, I Gloria Splatter, who was getting way too many mentions, they said that was a definite five. It can't be a definite five.
No, it wasn't
if he
five.
Stumbles, makes the clerical mistake on the day.
That's also not
that's
his
not
best.
Perfect.
And no. It's not his best. We've heard his five.
Yeah.
And his five was not anywhere near. This was nowhere near that five.
Right. Good job, though, Pat. Good job. Will you be doing Canadian Bacon tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'm pretty angry, honestly. Pretty frustrated with the performance there.
Yeah.
So I need to make up for that tomorrow.
Right. I like it. Nebby on the YouTube chat, that's a 4, but that's so unfair because this is a Mraz 4.5. Gigi writes, a 4 on the Boyle scale, sure, but even with the slip-ups, it's so much better than anything Mraz can conjure up. Nebby, exactly.
I'm about to take my talents to YouTube and try to, you know, win these people back over.
Just get talents for YouTube, Twitch.
All right. By the way, can I ask something? I love that we're on all these different platforms. Why is it that I'm the only one checking Twitch and you had to get shredded? Well, you're on YouTube, DA's on YouTube.
I'm a Twitch guy through and through.
Yeah. And yet, you know, I feel like Twitch hates me.
YouTube is easier for me to get to. The other day I tried to get through Twitch and I never got to the chat thing, so I didn't bother.
All right, just Twitch. Know who's looking out for you.
Is there any comments on YouTube? Like, what are they saying?
I just read them.
He just read them.
Oh, is that Nebby?
Idiot.
Yeah. Nebby's on there. Alan's on there.
Oh, breathe. Get a Nebby.
Who the hell is Alan?
Weed Eater Brian's on there. Jeffrey.
You have a guy that eats weed on YouTube.
I mean, we have a guy that eats weed producing.
Yes.
Who?
See, you know, he smokes it.
Okay.
You?
Yeah. What?
You talking about you or me?
You.
Where?
I don't. Well, all right. Well.
What? Who's on first? All right, Peter Schwartz is with us for one final
time. Speaking of weed, I'm sorry, what?
What? They have that at Dairy Queen?
Oh, jeez.
This report is sponsored by...
I think you go to Dairy Queen after the weed.
Yeah. Or after you get ranch dressing dumped on you at Miller's. This report sponsored by...
Get the ranch!
That's where the steer came from. This report
is funny.
Did anybody hear Schwartz had ranch dressing dropped on him? I never heard it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By accident?
It was initially by accident, and then it was done on purpose by two other individuals.
What kind of individuals?
One of which made a trade for a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
Who's falling apart.
I didn't realize Daniel Jones got dealt to the Jets.
Okay.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Can we do the update, please?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Pete's got to leave.
Settle down over there.
Pete.
He's going on vacation
the
again?
The show ends at 10 a.m., whether you like it or not.
Oh, jeez.
But it's a big day. There's a fire drill in the building, and if we don't leave immediately, we're here for like 45 minutes.
That's a good point.
So we
Get to step it, Pete. Yeah, we're going to break early.
This report is sponsored by HelloFresh. Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh with 40 weekly recipe options. There's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus shipping with code SKEET16, HelloFresh.com/Skeet16. Let's begin with the NBA playoffs.
No, I think that's good. When we come back.
No.
Let's begin with. I'm gonna take my time here and get Pete a little nervous. Let's begin with the NBA playoffs as the Miami Heat look to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics did not want their season to end.
Tatum to the left side of the floor. Shot clock at 10. Cross court. Marcus Smart. He's due. 3 in the air. Got it. Timeout Eric Spoelstra. A 16-0 Boston run. Marcus Smart is finally on the board. And with this thing teetering on the brink of disaster, the Celtics suddenly had their largest lead of game 4. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Boston 68, Miami 61.
Sean Grandy on Celtics Radio. Celtics stay alive in the Eastern Conference Finals. Beat the Heat in Game 4, 116-99, cutting Miami's lead to 3-1. Jason Tatum at 33 points. Game 5 Thursday in Boston. Now to hockey in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And the Vegas Golden Knights are in complete control in the Western Conference Final.
Now Smith shooting, deflected wide. Rebound behind the goal. Sent out to the right by Barbashev. Petrangelo, a wrist shot, scores! Alex Petrangelo, first goal of the playoffs. 4-0 Vegas with 11:32 to go, second period.
Dan Duva on Golden Knights Radio.
And
Vegas.
I was like, Petrangelo! And that's good for bacon.
Yeah. Vegas takes the 3-0 lead with a 4-0 win in game 3. Game 4 Thursday night in Dallas. Some baseball from yesterday. The Giants over the Twins 4-3. We know about the Yankees coming from behind. Beat the Orioles 6-5 in 10 innings. The Cardinals beat the Reds 8-5. Paul Goldschmidt with a couple of home runs. And the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 4-3. Football, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers did not practice at OTAs yesterday because of a minor calf strain. Rodgers said he tweaked the calf during pre-practice conditioning. Does not think it's too serious. Also said he loves being a Jet.
Like I said, there's a lot of excitement around here. It's been a lot of fun to be a part of. Obviously, there's high expectations, which is great. That's the way you want them. But yeah, I'm definitely rejuvenated.
And you ready for a little more Jets controversy?
Yes.
The Jets this morning are reportedly working out punter Matt Araiza.
Well, I mean, that'll certainly garner attention. He's been technically cleared of wrongdoing, and we've seen...
He still has the civil case pending.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've seen athletes get out of prison and come back to the NFL, so Deshaun Watson is playing quarterback for the Browns.
Yeah, that's true. And we'll see what happens, but he's working out with the Jets this morning. And there you go. All done.
All right, wow. Too bad we don't have J.D. Wicker in now that we have that news to ask him about San Diego State Athletic Director. Thank you, Pete.
You got it.
Always a pleasure today. By the way, I'm getting immediate feedback. Did nobody get the... I forget whether you thought it was bad or not. And I was like, Petrangelo! Do you guys get what that's from?
I chose not to think about where it came from.
So you really don't know?
Not. I did not have an immediate acknowledgement of it.
Do you understand that joke?
Not really, no.
Wow. Boyle, do you get it? Was that before you said... Pete, you don't get it?
None of us get it.
No.
Nobody saw Night at the Roxbury? Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan? And yeah. I was like, Emilio! When he runs into Emilio Estevez. It's, come on, it's one of the classic lines from a
so
hysterical
Emilio,
comedy.
Emilio
and I was like, Petrangelo!
Emilio and Petrangelo.
It's a stretch.
That's not our fault.
You guys got to know A Night at the Roxbury. Cabin,
I know. I shake my head sideways.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's what you know about it.
Yeah.
You don't remember, and I was like, Emilio! I don't know how many times I say it, you guys don't get it. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. And I thought, I watched too much. You guys got to get killed up on movies here. You're as bad as DA right now.
Nope.
All right. We come back. Advanced analytics.
I go home and watch The Natural.
And again, with Pete, the movie stunk. We did that. The movie stunk.
That's
Robert
true.
Redford, take a lap. The DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
No one knows what analytics is. They think it's like a bunch of nerds doing math, which I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Okay, we asked a question today. Would you change the nameplate of a jersey for a new player to save $100? Because that's exactly what Peter Schwartz officially did with his Elijah Moore jersey to his Aaron Rodgers jersey. 60% of you said, no, I'm buying a new jersey. 40% of you said yes. I'm still kind of torn on this. It looks awful, but I also get it. I get it more than I used to get it now by seeing it.
I appreciate the idea, but maybe there's a way to spend a little bit more money to get a better replacement, a better adjustment, but still save a lot of money off the actual Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Interesting. I'm sure he shopped around. Well, in 2021, jersey sales brought in around $2 billion in revenue for the NFL. A go-to jersey for Pat Boyle is one with his name on the back. Well, he wears his own jersey. Mm. And I will tell you, in 2011, I got my cousin Zach a Jason Pierre-Paul jersey from Chinatown, only to come home and see that it was named Pierre Rawl on the back. And he went to school wearing it and got shoved in a locker. That's your advanced analytics. You guys like that one? I've told that before.
I don't remember
the
it.
P was an R. It was a bad scene. Pierre Rawl.
Down a finger, down a P.
Tyler tweets in at Mraz CBS, Emilio! Timbo Slice tweets in, you didn't get the Mraz Night at the Roxbury joke? I was like, Emilio! I'm really stunned you guys didn't get the Night at the Roxbury. I thought that was a more famous movie. Curtis tweets in, even when Pat Boyle stumbles, it's still freaking magic. The dude is a wordsmith. How about that? My mom's maiden name, also Smith. She's a Smith. And Pat's a wordsmith. Dalton tweets in the DA.
Did I report that?
Dalton Wells. Dalton in Topeka. We're moving on.
I say finish the thought. See
Luke
what happens.
Warm Churro tweets in. Solid bacon by Pat Boyle. I would have done 4.5 oinks. Come Pat Boyle or come Pete the Body. What are we doing here? Wow. Cigar-smoking dude with an interesting tweet, Bogues. Strong interview with the San Diego State University AD. Thanks, guys. Again, at Pete the Body did nothing.
That last part seems unnecessary.
What was Pete supposed to do there?
Right.
Leave him making fun of Pete to me. You did nothing? What does he mean? What does he mean? Should you have done more during that interview with J.D. Wicker?
Do a cartwheel or something? I really don't get it.
I don't get it either, Pete. I don't get it either. Geez, that was very odd. That was very, very odd. All right, couple things to note here. Number one, Yankee Stadium tonight. Zach Campbell in the house. You guys don't think I should be boxing him out?
No.
Sit there.
Have fun with your dad. Have fun with your baseball game.
Now, since everyone wants to count my calories, I had a little bit of an egg on a bun here. Does that mean I'm not allowed to eat at Yankee Stadium tonight?
No, today's a cheat day. You got a Yankee game tonight.
Okay. Number two, does anybody want to group Peloton with me after the show? Do a ride together.
I've still never done that.
We could high-five each other virtually.
That is true. What are you thinking about today? What's the possibility?
I want to do a hit ride.
Okay.
I'm probably going to do two rides. A hit ride for 15 minutes, and then maybe another 30-minute regular ride. You can follow me on Peloton at More Ash, More Cream.
Yeah?
What do you mean, yeah?
That's really your name?
More Ash, More Cream?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
How do you spell more cream? The traditional way?
M-O-R-E.
Okay.
Cream.
Gotcha.
More cream. All right. While we continue to stall ahead of the epic fail, let me also just say this. Bob's Bar again, 2 to 3 weeks away. All right?
2 to 3 weeks.
I don't know the exact amount. It's June 16th.
2 weeks and 2 days.
DA has tweeted out the onesie guide. The onesie guide. It's 3 weeks away. Everything you need to know. It's been updated. Remember.
Kinda.
There is no West Babylon stop at the Long Island Railroad. We technically do not have a musical act booked yet, though several other acts are completely booked. Tommy Topspin has also promised donuts. He might even take the ferry across. Okay. That'll be very important. Schwartz will leave with 15 of them. That'll be very important.
And we can't play music before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, we can play bumper music, but we can't have any live music before 8 o'clock. And they have begun dugging up the sewer system around there.
That was my next question.
They have begun to dug it. They have ruined my dad's front lawn.
Ugh.
Basically, after he had seeded and planted and watered everything. And he currently cannot cook with gas.
For how long?
I don't know. I mean, for all I know, that could be done today. I don't know. I will find out more answers from Bob tonight. I have a nice hour car ride to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Hour home. All we ever do is talk about sports together, so who knows? I'll try to get to the bottom of the gas situation. If that's the case, you may literally have to go to a McDonald's to go to the bathroom if the pipes are all taken up.
No, but we've got 2 weeks and 2 days.
I think
to
it'll be fine. Whatever you do, nobody's allowed on the dog's graves. Okay? Let Jay and Wellington rest in peace.
Can't stress this enough. Those are actual graves. You cannot use them as a bathroom.
And you cannot bring tents and sleep in the backyard overnight. Nor can you show up with campers for two reasons. A, we don't have the room on the street. B, we're not entirely sure that Zach Gelb knows how to park a camper. Also, I think we've forgotten that Zach Gelb is parking cars dressed as Matt Rhule. That is also an attraction, which also dawned on me. Has anybody informed Zach that he probably needs to show up by 5:15? Because he can't show up at 7? The cars will already be parked.
Just leave him a show.
Zach knows that.
Does Zach Gelb have off that night? Is he being a hard hat guy and coming back in?
I haven't seen anything where he's not working.
He's doing his show from Bob's Bar, too, I think that's it.
He was poking around at that idea. Nobody needs that.
I don't want to put words in Zach's mouth, and I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn.
You are a wordsmith.
I believe the sensible thing would be if he's not doing his show that night.
So are you speaking on behalf of him as an agent, as a boss? What is your leg to stand?
A friend.
A friend. Does Pete, the boss, V. Bilotti know this?
I don't think we've gotten there in terms of the bookings. So
okay. Also,
sure.
Collective thoughts here. Peter Schwartz has announced he's going. Greg Caserta has announced he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Shep has told people in the newsroom he's going. Do we allow those three near a microphone again for a segment at the Bob's Bar Show? Or they're just there to kiss babies and wave to the crowd?
Maybe Greg, but not those two.
Those two are not allowed on mic while we're there.
What they should have is, this needs to become like a DA show con, where it's like a multi-day event. So like on Thursday night, it's the panel discussion featuring Schwartz and Shep and Caserta, and P can MC that.
See, that should be
a warm-up show. Maybe they're on 5 to 6 a.m. from Bob's Bar. We cut Amy's show an hour short that day.
No,
I'm sure Amy will be fine with that.
No, that can be a YouTube exclusive.
You can do it exclusively from there.
Okay.
A pre-show. That's actually a really good idea. A show while we're setting up.
Well, then, no, but then our seats are dirty.
They can't use our seats. They
no, we can't have Shep and Schwartz in the seats. And no. By seats, I mean bar stools that are half full.
We should have them sign autographs, though. Like, maybe set up an autograph table, one with Shep, one with Schwartz.
And see who people ask for the most autographs from? That's not a bad carnival game.
I did suggest that, too, like DA show experiences. Remember I said we give out blank Excel spreadsheets? People could fill in schedules like Pete? Give them, like, the week of June 19th. There's four open slots. You figure it out. You've got three names. Go.
Now, Zach Gelb's also in charge of parking cars. If my daughter Peyton needs to be pushed in the stroller to nap, is he going to do that?
Would you do that, Pete, or is that also below you?
No.
No? Why not?
No, I would.
No?
I'm still laughing at the Excel spreadsheet thing.
It's a bad scene. So anyway, you have all that coming up at Bob's Bar. So for Ragnar Razorback from Arkansas, Marie in Denver, although we haven't heard from Marie recently. She's still coming out there.
I'm glad you mentioned the locations. There's been a couple people who have pointed out to me how far away
Arkansas is.
Yeah, and there's other people who are very proud of the distance they're traveling because people apparently want to oil boil.
Yeah, am I being oiled up?
Yeah, we went over this. The person who travels the furthest is going to oil up your pecs.
All right.
But it could be, a 400-pound man with a beard that hasn't been shaved in a long time. And honestly, knowing our listeners, that's likely to be the case.
It's not ideal. These pecs have been rounding into midseason form here.
Yeah, but now they're nice and hard. You give somebody a thrill.
I'm making them dance on the Twitch.
All right. Are we done with the fail? Are we ready to go with that? All right. Here's your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
What's the veal, folks? It's not a good sign.
You spoiled a very good line. That was a very intelligent, creative. If only you had this much effect on Canadian bacon, you'd get five oinks. This is a five oinker headline.
Oh, my calf. Oh, my calf. Oh. Glorious Splat just wrote on Twitch, 100% he didn't write this headline. Anybody want to defend me here?
I mean, you sent it. I don't know what happened in your house yesterday.
Danielle might have.
Do you think Danielle, in the process of getting two kids ready for bed, I turned to her and said, hey, Danielle, Aaron Rodgers, she don't even know he's on the Jets. Yeah. I actually don't think Danielle knows what veal is. She knows, like, veal's at a restaurant.
Coming from you.
No.
I'm pretty sure she knows what veal
is. It's pretty insulting to
me. It really is.
Happy anniversary.
No, it's not insulting. It's not insulting. Listen to me. I believe that my wife knows that she can get veal at a restaurant. I don't think she knows what veal actually is.
This is a CBS News special report.
To the news desk we
go. Tell me the Cowboys just signed McManus.
We have an answer from Danielle.
More important. Sean said, there's no way my wife knows what veal is. We all vehemently disagree with that. Went to the source. What's the answer, people?
So, the question I asked Danielle was, Sean says you don't know what veal is or where it comes from. So she replies back, I don't ! With the answer, it's from a baby cow.
Mm. So she looked it up before answering.
No.
Is this where you admit you're wrong, like always?
I know that she doesn't want to be embarrassed. I know that she said in the best. She doesn't want to be embarrassed, so she looked it up.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
I'm going to have to answer for that when I get home. Answer for that greatly. Very interesting. Kaplan has already declared he will not be showing up any earlier to do a pre-Schwartz Chef show. So that's out the window.
Yeah.
That's out the window.
You do that after.
A post show?
No, we don't.
At 10 o'clock, we're going to be off mic.
5 p.m.
No, 10 o'clock, we're off mic, we take a picture, we have a musical act play till 10:30, then everybody gets the heck out of my parents' house. That's basically the plan. I'm just kidding. You can stay as long as you want until
11:15 is where the exit time.
Whenever DA decides to nap and abandon us, that's when everybody can leave. So I'm not sitting out there buying ice cream for everybody.
Someone needs to get on the house mic and say that. And say, thank you very much, have a good night.
We've got 2 weeks, P.S., to get on top of all of his things. BetQL meetings.
His nap.
Columns he's got to write. He cannot disappear again.
No,
it's just not allowed.
When he leaves for good. That's it. He can't. I'm looking around. Where Pete's sitting there eating a cherry-dipped cone next to Caserta. DA snoozing. I'm there with Dan at Mechanicsburg in his David Garrard jersey. It can't happen this
year. Wondering what's going on.
It cannot happen this year. All right, so DA on vacation the rest of the week. You will get Bogus and me back again tomorrow. Boyle will candle Canadian bacon again tomorrow. We will have no NBA game to respond to. So what we talk about tomorrow, who knows?
8-5, let it roll.
Yeah, who knows? Show's off the rails again. We'll get a lot of that, as if it's not off the rails every single day. All right. Thank you, Patrick Boyle. Enjoy your day, buddy. He sticks two fingers in the air and gives us the salute. Thank you, Pete the Body on the Wheels of Steel. He waves goodbye to everybody. Thank you to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of WatchDA.com. Thanks to Peter Schwartz, who only mentioned his kids once during every update today. Thanks, Bogey. Can't wait to see you tomorrow, pal.
Love you, Sean. Have a good Wednesday.
All right. The mothership disconnects.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.